And there's our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. It's time for Hudson River Stories. Each week we tell stories to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to the other Henry Hudson guy. What's going on in the river this morning? Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were at or below 32 degrees, with ice on top of much of the river. The Associated Press reports that Hudson River flooding has delayed plans to remove old tanker train cars from a rail line in the Adirondacks. River flooding put ice on top of the Saratoga and North Creek railway line, delaying the removal. Government officials and advocacy groups want the trains removed because of fear of environmental problems in the State Forest Preserve near the Hudson River. Larry Rullison reports in the Albany Times-Union that developer Carver Laraway wants to build a new facility in Bethlehem on the Hudson River for barges to dock and unload. He says it will complement the current facility at the port of Quaymans. Laraway is currently trying to get regulatory and construction permits to build an inlet and crane system at the 90,000 square foot warehouse. Laraway also operates an industrial park in Quaymans. Quote, the applicant owns 8 tugboats and 34 barges, which are presently being dry docked and repaired outside at the port of Quaymans, unquote. Carver Company's attorney George McHugh wrote in a letter to the Town of Bethlehem Planning Board. Quote, an indoor dry dock and repair facility would provide the applicant with year-round repair capabilities, the ability to employ 50 to 75 new full-time employees, and a controlled environment for repairs to be made, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo deployed assessment teams January 25th to nearly 50 ice jams and flooded areas that have occurred following the drastic fluctuations in temperature and precipitation that New York has experienced over the past several weeks. While the melt has slowed thanks to a recent drop in temperature, warmer temperatures and rain are expected to arrive upstate this weekend. Quote, this pattern of freezing and warming temperatures is causing flooding and ice jams on streams and rivers statewide that threaten our communities, unquote, Cuomo said. Quote, I have directed National Guard and state resources to be ready in advance, and I urge all New Yorkers to stay tuned into local weather reports and prepare for potential flooding into the weekend, unquote. The City of Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility reported 48 hours of a combined sewer overflow into the Hudson River beginning January 23rd, with 100 gallons per minute going into the river. That's always your favorite story, isn't it, Henry? This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in again next week for more tales of the Hudson River told to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale.